very vividly and strongly imagine the historical Buddha Gautama is present in front of us where the Buddha statue is, not in a form of statue or painting, but as a real person with his all the great qualities, particularly his fully cultivated great compassion, loving kindness towards all living beings, and that includes us. Also his fully developed great wisdom. Can also imagine the presence of all those great teachers that we have received teachings, instructions, and initiations. Also with all the great qualities. in front of the Buddha and all those great teachers. From our heart, very clearly and genuinely think, in general, my entire life, in particular during this retreat, activities of my body, speech and mind, I will dedicate to enhance concentration, to live an ethical life, and to develop wisdoms such as realizing nature of dukkha, nature of impermanence, and the nature of emptiness. For that reason, I'm here to participate these activities, meditation, recitation, listening to the talk, contemplation, and so forth, in order to benefit to myself and through that being able to give help and support to others in a more effective way, with the more skills and dedicated hearts. During the class and also during the break time, every now and then to remind ourselves very briefly, this is the purpose why I'm here. Holding that in our mind, now we'll read prayers to Buddha. Page 71. Page 73, the prayer itself. We will read in English. While we are reading these lines, there are three things that we should recall. To recall the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha as a follower of the teachings of the Buddha, every now and then at the beginning of the day or at the beginning of an event that we are going to engage in, recalling the three jewels is extremely helpful for the day's activities and for that particular event that we are going to engage in. And then second things to be remembered, recalled, recollected is that the essence of the teachings of the Buddha as a follower of the teachings of the Buddha, minimum, intentionally not to cause any harm to others. And if it is possible, support or give help and support for others, their immediate needs and their long-term needs, whatever means that that we have. And living our life in that manner, we will see the benefits of the following the teachings of the Buddha. And that is, I'm talking about very intentionally, very thoughtfully living in that manner. Not just culturally, socially, environmentally, financially, creates that kind of atmosphere for us. Not in that manner, just very intentionally. And the third thing to remember is the one of the most important teachings that the historical Buddha had given, that is teachings on nature of impermanence. Recalling every day, every moment, that nature, the nature of impermanence, impermanent of our lives, our possessions, our connections, including the planet that we live. That will give us a very, very helpful way of structuring our daily lives. And that will give us very realistic perspectives how we structure our lives, coming months, years, and decades. So this prayer helps us to recall these three very important points. So now we'll read the prayer. To the Founder, the Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the One Gone Beyond, the Third Destroyer, the Completely Perfect, Fully Awakened Being, Perfect in Knowledge and Good Conduct, Sukhata, Knower of the World, Supreme Guide of Human Beings to be Tamed, Teacher of Gods and Human Beings, to you, the completely, fully awakened one, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, secure from the shattered mind, I prostrate, make offerings to your refuge. The Founder, the Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the One Born Beyond the Flawed Destroyer, the completely perfect, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sukhada know of the world, Supreme Guide of human beings to be attained, Teacher of Gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened One, the Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the glorious conqueror, secure from the shattered mind, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the Founder, the Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the One Born Beyond the Flawed Destroyer, the completely perfect, fully awakened One, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sukhada Knower of the World, Supreme Guide of human beings to be attained, Teacher of Gods and human beings, to you, the completely fully awakened One, the Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the secure from the shattered plan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. When all supreme amongst humans, you are born this earth, you paid on sudden strides, and said, I am supreme in this world. To you arise then, I prostrate. With the pure bodies, all supremely pure, with the mountain like a golden mountain, fairing my place in the three worlds, win out the best, Lord, to you I prostrate. With the supreme sun, the space like spotless moon, colour like gold, to you I prostrate. Dust three like you, the three worlds are not. Incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate.
The Saviour, having great compassion,
the Founder, having all understanding, the field of merit, the qualities like a vast ocean, to you, the One granted usness, I prostrate. The purity that frees one from attachment, virtue that frees one from the lower realms, One path, the sublime pure reality, to the Dhamma pacifies, I prostrate. Those who are liberated and who also show the path to liberation, the holy field qualified with realizations, who are devoted to the moral precepts,
to you, the sublime community intended virtue, I prostrate.
Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma Refuge, homage to the Great Sangha, all three ever devout homage. To all worthy of respect, bowing with bodies as many as all realms and terms in all aspects, the supreme faith I pay homage. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions, perform only perfect virtuous actions, subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a visual apparition, a flame of a lamp, an
a drop of dew, or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see conditioned things as such. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the foe of false, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death.
Holding the mind, taking refuge, and mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta. The mind taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha will grow, will cultivate within ourselves. When we are clear in these two points, the first point is nature of our existence, which is, although being born in this time, being born as a human being, there are many amazing happiness and fulfillments can be experienced. Nevertheless, as we all know from our own experiences, the life is not free from turbulence, difficulties. And knowing that reality, the nature, is one of the key factors help us to take refuge. And the second important factor is understanding the qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. More detail and better understanding that we have the qualities of the three jewels, stronger and more the depth, wanting to take refuge in three jewels will grow. So first, briefly, to contemplate the nature of this unenlightened, conditioned existence. And it can be reflected in many different ways. One of the most powerful ways to contemplate this unenlightened nature is through the reflection on the Buddha's first teachings, the Four Noble Truths. Within that, the first two Noble Truths, Noble Truth of Dukkha, which is right here and now, within us and around us. In many different manifestations, some are very obvious and some are very, very subtle, that for many of us, difficult to see as a dukkha, as a suffering. Instead of that, we may feel, we may think something to be, obtained or to be desirable. And the origins of the dukkha is also within us, right here and now. And the origins of the dukkha is clearly counted in the 12 links of dependent origination, the teachings of 12 links of dependent origination. Out of the 12 links of dependent origination, the first, that is the ignorance that we are talking about yesterday and also we will talk today, that's grasping, self-grasping. And number 8, craving. And number 9, grasping. Out of the 12 links of dependent origination, these three are the main sources that keep us in this kind of conditioning existence, conditioned existence. And these three, motivated or led by these three, all our actions of the body, speech and mind creates all sorts of difficulties, sufferings. And that nature, the nature of dukkha and the origins of dukkha, are right here and now and fully in function. And that understanding is a key factor. Buddha clearly stated with regard to the first noble truth, which is dukkha, he said, should be fully understood. And with regard to the second noble truth, the origins of dukkha, Buddha said, it should be completely abandoned. Unless if we cut the chain or the continuation of this fully functioning dukkha and origins of dukkha within us, and this kind of unenlightened existence will continue. And that continuation is called cyclic existence, or in Sanskrit, samsara. When we reflect on this nature, then this reflection will lead us to develop a determination to want to be free from this kind of existence. And that will lead us to search the solution And that comes the second key factors. That is understanding the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. The Buddha or the Buddhas as a fully awakened beings, it is extremely helpful to get in our mind when we say the Buddha or the Buddhas, to have a feeling, to have an understanding, not some kind of external figure, but more in their qualities, the qualities of fully cultivated great compassion and wisdoms. And through the cultivation of these two, without any sense of lust, without any discrimination, to give teachings towards all living beings. One of the summaries of the qualities of the Buddha is kenze, kenpa, knowledge, zewa, compassion. And that really captures the qualities of the Buddha. If we have a teacher or mentor with these two qualities, then that will not let us down. And then the qualities of the Dharma. Although traditionally the term Dharma refers to both the oral teachings of the Buddha, and also the realizations that gain from the practicing the oral teachings, and here mainly referring to the realizations such as concentration, ethics, and wisdom. And through the cultivation of these three, experiencing, actualizing the complete cessation, complete extinction of suffering and origins of suffering. And that is actual Dharma. When that is experienced, then actual Dharma is actualized. And in these two, the realizations, the path, the result of the realizations, which is the cessation, by their nature is peace, total, complete peace. While we are in the process of cultivation, the concentration, ethics, and wisdom, individuals will experience tremendous sense of peace, and in particularly when we experience the full result of cultivation of these three, then that is the complete peace, richness. And there are these great features, qualities. And if you are able to have that, that will be great to experience. And then Sangha, strictly That term within the three jewels refers to those people who have direct realization of emptiness, selflessness. That can be, those people can be Westerner, Easterner, man, woman, ordained, not ordained, no difference, as long as the persons have the realization, direct realization of emptiness, that those people are Sangha. And due to that realization, they live their life according to the teachings of the Buddha, very honest, very gentle, very caring, and ready to support others who are in the spiritual journey and need help. If we contemplate, reflect on the Buddha's first teachings, Four Noble Truths, and the last two Noble Truths, Noble Truth of Cessation and the Noble Truth of Path, which leads to that cessation, we will understand, we'll have a good understanding of the qualities of the three jewels. And that understanding will lead us to take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And taking refuge in Buddha, it means from our heart seeing the Buddha or the Buddhas as our teachers, mentors. Whether they are visibly in front of us or not, from the heart, having that kind of connection. And taking refuge in Dharma, very clearly, you know, or have a determination coming the weeks, months, years, decades, going to cultivate concentration, live an ethical life, and develop wisdoms, and going to continue that until complete cessation is experienced within ourselves and within all living creatures. Then taking refuge in Sangha, from our heart, with joy, with happiness, see the Sangha members are one's own spiritual friends, supporters, whom that we can learn further the spiritual path we are following, whom that we will share our joys, happiness, as well as difficult frustrations in the journey. And hold this mind every now and then, the beginning of the day, beginning of an event that we are going to engage in. In fact, as many times as possible during the day and the night. And then, because many of us following the Bodhisattva and the teachings, and Vajra and the teachings, another very, very useful, helpful mind to be experienced at the beginning of the day is the mind of enlightenment, Bodhicitta. One of the most advanced altruistic mind, the mind which genuinely, sincerely cares, concerns, well-being of all living creatures. And in order to fulfill that goal, that aim, then have a strong or clear determination that oneself, one's own mind, transform into fully awakened mind, mind which has the whole, full skills, strengths, and the dedications. Holding these two minds, I will say the refuge and Bodhicitta lines.
34.
Page 34.
Sanye Chedam Sodye Chognam La Chanjo Pato Tane Kyasu Chi Dagi Chensho Kipe Sonam Ki Dola Penche Sanye Chopa. Sanye Chedan Sodye Chanala Chanjo Pado Dane Kyapsu Chi Dari Jinzo Gipe Sonam Ki Dola Penje Sanye Chopa. Sanye Cheda Sodye Chanala Chanjo Pato Dane Kyapsu Chi Dagi Jinso Yibe Sonamanti Dola Penje Sanye Choma.
Next page, page 37, seven in prayer. Sorry, page 35. Did I say 37? Page 35. Reverently,
I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present the last of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I take care of all my negative actions, accumulated since the beginning of this time. and is yours in the merit of holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of scientific existence, and return the wheel of Dharma of living beings. And I did again my own merits and those of all others to the greatest of my might.
Om Aho, Om Aho, Om Aho.
To the precious Buddha, peerless guide, to the precious Dhamma, peerless refuge, to the precious Sangha, peerless liberators, we all go to three jewels of refuge. This food of 100 flavors, which is not more drinking well and wine, to the conquerors of children we offer with faith. By this may all my greatness become wealthy, and enjoy the fruit of concentration.
Seeing this food as medicine, we eat it without attachment or hatred,
not to have an enviable body, not to have a pride, not to look strong, only to sustain the body.
Through the connection of making charity, the sentient beings living in my body,
may they become human beings, and I will reveal to them the Dhamma,
that lead them to enlightenment.
For this purpose I'm going to enjoy this food.